Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we gather together online, whenever and wherever you are, to reflect and meditate on the reading for the day. So we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for today is from the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So the new year is a time marked with new beginnings and a fresh start as we enter in to the newness of the year. Like me, you may have started this year with a plan or a resolution to change something, to add, to do something more in your life. And I know for me, I've decided to add more reading, and I set myself a goal, but I'll let you know how that goes, because there have been many New Year's before this one where I've set goals to accomplish in the new year, and things didn't always go as planned. And I think that the reality is that beginnings are messy. And we even see these messy beginnings outside of New Year resolutions. We see messy beginnings in almost everything that we start throughout our lives. In fact, a messy beginning that Anna and I went through was the start of seminary 2 years ago. We had just graduated college together. We just got married to each other, and we were ready for this new chapter, this new beginning of our lives at the seminary in Columbia, South Carolina. So we drove all of our stuff down to the seminary. We unloaded all of our stuff into the apartment. We dropped the truck off and prepared to start unpacking. The only problem is that Anna's mom found mold in the kitchen cabinets beside the fridge. On top of that, the fridge had gone out leaking water everywhere. And you could hear the kitchen flooring cracking apart beneath our feet as we walked back and forth in the kitchen. And so without the moving truck, but luckily with a cargo van, we had to move a second time to an apartment that was 6 units down at the end of the street. It was a messy beginning that didn't go as expected, a messy beginning that didn't go as we planned. And it's in our passage today that we come to the beginning of all things, the beginning of creation. And we see in this passage how creation was a messy process. That as God began to create, the earth began as a formless void. And when we combine these words with what we know from scientists and geologists, we can see how the beginning of all things was a really messy process, that this earth started as a formless ocean of magma and lava. We can see how the sun beamed down rays of heat, keeping this earth on fire. And as God cooled this magma to create rock, volcanoes erupted, billowing plumes of smoke to create the atmosphere, so that God could create life, so that God could create us, so that God could look at the end of all of this creating to say, it is very good. And it's also when we look past this passage for today, we see how even our beginning, the beginning of humanity, was a messy process. That God creates Adam and Eve in the garden. God gives to them the world to tend to and care for. But even this beginning is messy. Because we see how the snake tempts Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge. That Adam and Eve are kicked out of the garden and thrust into the world. And messy beginnings in the Bible don't stop here. Instead, they continue throughout the Bible narratives with Abraham and Sarah and how they choose to not wait for God to give to them a child. Becomes a messy beginning to the start of God's people. We see with Moses and the Israelites at Mount Sinai, as the Israelites get restless over Moses being on top of the mountain. So instead of waiting for God, they create a God. A messy beginning to the wilderness story. And these messy beginnings continue throughout the entirety of the Bible, all the way to Jesus' birth that we celebrated just last year at Christmas. Because it's there that we read about how Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem for a census, even though Mary was pregnant. And I would think that Mary probably didn't expect to have her son, whom Gabriel told her would be the King of Kings, with a reign with no end, to be born in a barn, to be laid to rest in a manger, to be met by random shepherds and wise men. A messy beginning for the life of Jesus. And these messy beginnings continue in our lives today as we continue into this new year. Because it's here that we make plans to change a habit. We make a resolution to do more, to be better in the world. And it's in our lives that we also experience these messy beginnings every morning when we wake up to start our day. That each day is a new beginning, whether we choose it or whether it's chosen for us. And that day, like when Anna and I moved to seminary, has a good chance at being messy. It has a good chance of not going the way we planned it to. That as we go throughout our day, there will be times where we may not live up to those changes, those resolutions to do more, to be better. That there will be times where we may not live up to what Jesus calls us to do in loving God and neighbor as ourselves. That as we end our day, we are left to look back at the things we have done and left undone. And it's amid those messy beginnings, through those messy lives, that we can turn back to this beginning of the Bible, this beginning of all things, this Genesis chapter 1, to remember how the Spirit of God rushes over the waters of creation, rushes over the lives of Adam and Eve, of Abraham and Sarah, of Moses and the Israelites, of Mary and Joseph, and over us in our very lives today. How this Spirit of God works through this messiness in creation, in the Bible narrative, in our lives today, to bring about something new, something God looks back on to call very good. And that Spirit of God continues with us in the messiness of our lives by pointing us towards the cross. That the Spirit of God points us towards remembering that through Christ's death and resurrection, God has given to us the promise of new beginnings through forgiveness and love and mercy and grace. That it is here at the cross, and here at the baptismal font, and here at the communion table, we can see Christ's presence in our lives as we continue through the world, through the messiness around us. So as we continue into this new year, as we continue in starting these plans and resolutions to do more and to be better, I invite you to take this passage from Genesis along with you this year, to remember how God works through messy beginnings and messy times in our life to bring about something new, to look back upon something new that God can call very good. Go in peace, and thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, be with us this year as we move through the messiness of life. Bring us to the promises of your Son, who frees us, saves us, and wins us rest at the foot of the cross. Through your Holy Spirit, may we enter into the world trusting in your faithfulness and grace to be with us in all that we do. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who reconciles the world to your love and mercy. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. And serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.